KO4 GWR speaking, repeater tower radio check. KO4 Gulf Whiskey Romeo, send him up.
4 PFW. Yeah, not too bad. A little bit of white noise, but perfectly copyable.
KO4 GWR. I apologize. I missed that call sign, but I appreciate the comeback and hope we're making a strong signal into the tower.
In a bad spot right now for me, but the call sign was Kilo November 4 Tango Foxtrot Whiskey.
Good copy, Tango Foxtrot Whiskey, KO4 GWR.
TFW KO4 HKX. KO4 HKX, clear.
Cleared off of there. What's going on, Patrick? M0TR.
KN4 TFW
mobile. What you been up to today other than burning up the roads, Tom? I've heard you out here quite a bit.
Well, they should have hollered at me. Melissa's is trying to buckle her seatbelt, but that's a little above her pay grade. We are just getting pulling out of Willis's here, just this side of the house. Filled up the truck. We went down and brought 20 rocks, those pavers, 1-inch pavers, you know, or a foot square. Rusty said I could just got those out of my head, but I don't know. I think he was insulting me. Go ahead.
Come right back to you. Susan was calling about the time you called out.
I figured. I couldn't hang around long anyway. I got to stop and get fuel, and then I'll be back. But, Tom, I have to agree with Rusty. I mean, you shake it around there a little bit and knock some of that loose, and ain't no telling what might fall out of there.
Okay, that's one. No more eggs. That's bad.
Jab when you can.
Down the road, you're headed to the house. I'm going to go out to have some Mexican at El Matador.
Ask if Miss Susan was having to sit with her dad again. I guess her mom, or the stepmom, got to come home.
Did come home, and then her uncle, I think, is going to sit over there with him a little bit. She's, man, just really stretched her out those last 4 days.
You're sitting in a hospital, you got that right, Ken. You guys go ahead. We're just tooting back to the house, Patrick, and if you're low on those little round things, we'll stop by on Thursday and give me a text if you would.
I'll let you know. I have to check with the wife and see where we're at on them.
0TR clear. Go ahead, Ken.
Miss Bernice is all right. And then catch up with you guys. Well, catch up with you later, I guess. But, yeah, she's just sitting with her dad at the house, and he's got dementia and can't do too much, and that it just was really taking a toll on her.
So, well, I can get some stress out of there and relax for a little bit, and that'll be good for her. But, Ken, I'm going to jump out and get fuel, and then I'll be back here in just a few minutes. KO4 HKX, I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Yeah, I'll still be here. I got another 30 before I get to the house. KN4 TFW.
KW0TR. I'm just sitting here at the stoplight about 2 miles from home, but I got into the 4 o'clock traffic, I think, heading back, Ken, up here on Highway 101 at the stoplight. It's always this nowadays. It never was, but it is nowadays. And then you got these fools sitting here texting that make everybody else miss the light. You know how that is. Well, I just can't sit at those hospitals are set for a long time wherever it's at. And dementia's a terrible thing. So I feel for them. And it's hard on the family as it is on the patient sitting around those hospitals at times. But it's just a duty you got to perform.
You must be at that awesome 3-way stoplight right there at on a 101.
You got that right. I begged them to put that in. I wrote the DOT a letter on it. And at the time, they said, well, there's no funding for it. And I said, well, my neighbor had a heart attack, and the ambulance couldn't get through and had to turn around. He almost died because you guys won't put a stoplight in. I said, you know, they just built 400 houses up here. I said, I'm not an accountant, but I said, I think you can take the money from the taxes on those 400 houses and afford a stoplight.
You can go from right down there at the water tower, because I live down by those water towers. You can go from the water tower down there to the lake and never pass another car. And now, man, it's just a string of cars.
There's a Matco tool truck up here at this little garage. You know exactly where I was at. Yeah, we'd meet three or four cars here coming home. And now all these ones from who knows where jammed up these roads, and then they don't do any improvements on the roads. We went down Pleasantburg Drive today, and I hadn't been down it in a while from Wade Hampton going south. I'm telling you, that road's a mess. And it's extremely high travel on that. I don't know what's going to happen there or how they get away with it, Ken.
Fixed up the infrastructure before they ever let all them subdivisions and everything come in here. And now they got everything tore up, and it's just terrible. Especially, like you said, they're 101 and 290, and that at certain times of the day, you ain't going to make it.
Yeah, if they do anything intelligent, it'd be out of character, that's for sure. And they're begging them still to come down, and then all those loudmouths on TV are saying, oh, yeah, you need to come to Greenville and bring the tourist trade. Yeah, right. You can't even find a parking place downtown.
Susan works, you know, down at a restaurant down by the mall, and every day you see three or four people that just loved it down here, and they moved down here from other states. It's just getting so crowded, you know, and they keep running the prices up on everything because they'll pay those high prices.
Well, people afford to eat at times. We go to Aldi's and save a lot of money by doing that down in Taylor's. That's the best one that we found. The management there is great. And it's just incredible. I never pay no attention to that. Bernice does the shopping. I'm with her, but she'll tell me how much something used to be and how much it is now, and it's just appalling. Well, we've arrived home, Ken, and you have a wonderful day, and nice to hear you today. I haven't talked to you in a while, and you're sure right about driving up 101 there now. It's just, it's a shame. That's what it is. My neighbor talked about moving because of it, and they lived here about 30 years. Take care, Ken. I know your last suffix is TFW. I think it's KN4TFW, but I'm not sure. But you can fill me in on that. This is N0TR, destinated in 73, Ken.
You and Miss Bernice, you guys have an awesome evening. Always good to talk to you anytime. Kilo, November 4, Tango, Foxtrot, Whiskey, clear.